Footprint Show, where we talk about government, music, art, health, science, ufology, religion, metaphysics, and all things spiritual. In short, we'll examine the truth, and when we find things that aren't right, we'll offer creative solutions. And now, the host of Evidence Footprints, Don Nikoloff.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Evident Footprints on BBSRadio.com. I'm your host, Don Nikoloff, as you heard in the introduction, and I'll be with you for at least the next hour. We try to get you into bed early as possible. Sometimes we get a little carried away. We get inspired, and sometimes that message from a higher place comes through, and we just keep rolling. There are nights I think we could go on for 3 or 4 hours. So we're not trying to keep you up late. We're just trying to bring you the truth. Got a few shout-outs here. I want to say hello and thank you to Frances. She's written me a few emails, got a few concerns, and I'm going to respond to those emails as I can. We're moving through some energy, all of us are, and so people are seeing things happening, and they want to, of course, talk about those things and address them, and rightfully so. Everyone's message counts here. There's not one person coming forward that's got the whole truth, but it's about us working together and coming to a mutual realization as to what is going on. Before I bring on tonight's guest, in passing, and I may do this a couple of times, tonight or definitely tomorrow anyway, I recently had, a cousin pass away. His name is George Spiroff, and, he was, really a fantastic human being. He left a wife and children behind, and, he left this place rather early in everyone's estimation. 49 years old is a very short time to be here on this planet and to be the kind of person that he was. He was a very accomplished athlete, and although we all have different views on athleticism, he was someone that played baseball for the love of the game, for the camaraderie of being a team player and excelling at what he did. In fact, as a minor league player, moving up through the minor league ranks, he broke all of Thurman Munson's records. He was a catcher himself, and he suffered an injury when he was playing with the San Francisco Giants, and really got shafted on his contract, if you ask me. You've got people that are getting paid millions of dollars just to show up for practice, let alone what they do in the game. And he excelled and really ended up not having much to show for it on the professional side. He graduated from Kent State University. He received all kinds of awards and accolades for his athletic achievements. And he was a coach and a teacher as well. And he worked, for the past 23 years for the U.S. Postal Service. So I know there was at least one post office somewhere in this country that didn't have long lines because, he took care of business. He was also a musician. Everyone in my family, on some level or another played or plays a musical instrument and sings, and we're all very much appreciative of music. And George was one of those people that learned to play music. He had a grandfather that insisted he learned to play, but he got really good at it. There came a time when he had to choose between music and baseball, and he chose baseball. But his wife, Michelle, told me tonight that he always talked about the respect he had for me, which really touched me because I'm there to pay tribute to him And the first thing I hear is something about me. It wasn't about me, really. And I don't think that funerals and the passing of our loved ones is really about them so much as it is about us. And it gives us an opportunity to reconnect with one another and to realize that the family that we belong to really extends beyond just the people that we grow up with in a particular house or in a particular neighborhood. We touch people all over the country. I've got several really fine doctors in my family, and you hear me talk about the corruption in medicine, and I know all of them to have been the opposite of what I see in mainstream medicine these days. One recently passed away and had saved thousands and thousands of lives as a heart surgeon. I have another cousin who's a cardiologist that had his own recent struggle with death, and he pulled through. And he's very caring. And when I myself went through my own medical issues, and we won't go into why those occurred or how they occurred, but he was touched by the experience, probably because of the incompetence of the doctors that were diagnosing me with the flu in error. And we'll leave it at that. But and I've got some other cousins who are chiropractors who are also very much into holistic medicine. They went through the proper training, and they said, something is wrong here. There are answers out there. And I got to see all of my relatives while I was paying my respects to my cousin George, and it was very uplifting for me, especially in light of the trash that I deal with in talking about politics and the government. It really drove home the importance of family, and it really drove home the importance of being real and being honest and being loving. And I just want the listening audience to know that my family and my country lost a very, very important person. And this is going to go on and on around the planet every day of this year and all the years to come. And we need to start to get a grasp of what our lives are about, and end these insane games, this pathological thievery and murder that's occurring around the planet, and start making something of ourselves. Because eventually, like my cousin who went to meet his maker, we are going to meet our maker. And I wonder how many of us are going to be turned away by how we've lived our lives and what we do to other people. Now, there are many, many people waking up and many people who are sane and see that something is wrong. Let's start doing something about it so that those that have gone before us aren't considered a waste. I'd hate to think that not just my relatives, but friends that I've lost and people that I've never met that have done great things, I'd hate to consider that their lives had no meaning, because of the crap that's going on today in this world. And if this message reaches one person, tell the 10 people you know what you heard on this show tonight. And we're going to talk about health, and we're going to talk about solutions. So the timing of tonight's guest is perfect for this topic. My cousin died very suddenly. He had a heart attack, but the last thing he did before he came home to take a shower and leave this plane was play baseball, and he played a doubleheader. And so my hat's off to him. With that, I'd like to bring tonight's guest on Evident Footprints. He is a regular, and many of you know him for the great work he is doing in the area of bringing health. He is a health consultant, you could say a health scientist or environmental scientist. And he's an herbologist, a chemist, and a historian, and he's a fantastic music composer and musician. my good friend Michael Anthony. Michael, welcome to Evident Footprints tonight.
Good morning, Don. Thank you, sir. Thanks for that big build-up there. I hope I can live up to those high expectations now.
Well, it's not really a build-up, but if you tear it down, it's your fault. Good to have you with us.
Thanks, Don, and sorry to hear about your relative. And I'll tell you this, God bless him, playing baseball right to the end. I'm envious of that. I'm a big ball player, and I miss the game. I wish I could still be playing it like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, 49, he was a very imposing person, you know. He was very tall, but he had as big a heart as he was in stature.
Or if sounds not, like a great guy.
If not bigger, you know. Mm-hmm. And it was really nice to see the family and to see how his kids have grown up to be just the perfect children, you know. And they had a good role model.
That's just great. What a shame at 49. That is.
Yeah, life deals
very
us.
Sad.
Yeah, life deals us a short deck sometimes, doesn't it?
Yeah, I lost a buddy growing up, good friend. He was just around 49, and a big heart attack. But this one was foreseen, and he was getting too big. And so, unfortunately, stress, and it took him early. But, Don, that's why, just like you were saying, I agree so much that we have to appreciate breathing. Being alive, being here now, because you don't know when that time's coming. Unless you're quite intimate with the Almighty, then you might have an idea. Otherwise, it can happen anytime. Normally, when you least expect it is when it will occur. And it's just critical, every breath we're taking as far as what we're doing, what we're thinking, and what we're saying, because we're either generating positive and activity, positive energy, or just the opposite. And, of course, if we have a negative karma that we have to carry over, then we can't get too far on the other side. We have to get recycled to balance out the karma. And that's where we're missing golden opportunities of being here now, working out whatever past issues we've had, which is karma, mm-hmm. and getting that slate as clean as possible before we have to cross back over, so we're in good standing. And then, at that point, we'll all be very happy.
Yeah, you know, you heard what, you know, basically what I said here in my introduction. You know, as I was coming home from the, I guess you could call it awake, if some people prefer to call it awake, but it is an opportunity for family members to connect and talk about our lives and reminisce about things that we did when we were younger and things that are going on. Mm-hmm. And of course, everyone is interested, you know, through my music career, they're interested in what I'm doing and you know, I'm sharing with them the fact that I've got this talk show and I'm writing articles and I'm doing what I can in my own small way to reveal the truth to people, anyone who will listen. And you know, I'm seeing that there are a lot of people, and this isn't, you know, directed towards any one person. There are a lot of people that have their own agenda, and they can't be faulted for that. They have their reasons for doing what they do in their lives, and they see things a certain way. And
yes,
and they're sometimes quick to judge others for you know, a variety of reasons, mm-hmm. and sometimes they don't see that a person might, you know, they could save a whole country if their message is heard, or they could save a whole community if they could convince the community that they're headed down the wrong path.
Yes,
and Dan. And people mean well when they say things. But sometimes they bring a lot of the pain and the suffering that they've been through on board, and they direct it to others. And I didn't experience any of that tonight. It was really a shift for me. It was a real consciousness shift that made me think about all the things that I'm doing and how important this work really is. If I only did it for my family, if you know what I mean. But my doing this work that I'm doing, the research that I do, and the bringing forth of the truth is so that we can have a life and a better life and fulfill the things that we all came here to do.
Right.
So I'm agreeing with you. You know, we've got to breathe and we've got to step back and make an appraisal or an appraisal of what we're experiencing.
Yes.
And how we play into that role. Because
yes.
if we don't do that, then we might as well be mushrooms growing underneath some rock someplace, you know, out in the forest.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for the next deer to make its mark on the rock.
Unfortunately, it's not easy to acquire the proper perspective and then let alone consistently perceive it and utilize it and not go back to sleep and forget about the proper perspective on what your goals are and what your intentions are towards anything you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
That's all there is to it, but we get so distracted with everything, we lose focus of those two essential things that will keep us on the right path, keep us grounded physically while spiritually keeping us connected on the path so that our lifetime, the course of our actions, will amount to something that's going to benefit our soul as an individual experiencing this life and other souls as well as creation itself.
Mm-hmm. What's your perspective on how people are allowing other things to influence them, you know, their reality? I mean, I can go off on a rant on that. I want to get your perspective.
The
brainwashing and the mind control and all the different ways it's presented to us.
Okay.
Because
here's how it is, Don. As soon as we're born imperfect, and that's what mortals are. So we're born as mortals, imperfect beings. We're raised by mortals, which are imperfect beings. And they have all been manipulated like sheep by a higher controlling force that runs this world, has created its own system that has trapped us all into it. And so right from the get-go at birth, we're doomed. And when I'm consulting or having a seminar regarding the health stuff, I usually open up with, as soon as we're born, we're taught how to die. And of course, everybody looks perplexed at first at that statement. But within an hour or two of getting into it with the discussions, somebody might raise a hand and ask me a question, and I'll say, oh, because when we're born, we're taught how to die? And they'll say, oh, yeah, right. And so that's the hilarious and ironic, quagmire that we find ourselves in as soon as we arrive in this third-dimensional world controlled by Luciferians who despise the Almighty, the Godhead, Father God, Mother God, the Son of God, who is the King of the Angels, and they despise the Godhead and their creation that they love. And they've been cut off since they rebelled. And so we were created afterwards as mankind to replace angels. And so we're despised by those fallen angels ever since. And their puppets and their offspring run this world currently still, even though they don't own it. They are currently running it with their imposter system. And or counterfeit system to God's system. And so we're really up against a tough, tough situation as soon as we arrive here. But what makes the key difference through it all is our karma. if we arrive here with a good karma, that means that we have opportunities awaiting us that are going to be beneficial without too much suffering. But if we arrive with negative karma, then we've got a lot of suffering to go through before we get to that point where things start to smooth out, as long as we're catching on to the game. And so that's the key to it all. At least when we're here, we catch on to the game, we realize, okay, Lord, where's my karma at? The Lord will show you. He'll show all of us individually, and he'll help us work it all out through situations, circumstances that will take it out of us some way. And so as we pay back our karma, neutralize it, we get a clean slate, then from that point on, opportunities will start presenting themselves, because ultimately, Don, life itself, not man's system that we're living in, man's system is in life itself, but life itself is a bank. And we either have credit or debt with that bank. And credit means we have good karma. So, like, when I caught on to the game a long time ago, by the graces of the Lord at a young age, so I started to work on cleaning my karma, cleaning my plate, balancing my karma. And so, after a duration, the plate gets clean, then I started generating good karma constantly, as much as I could. All my efforts are designed or intended to produce a good karmic reaction where what I'm doing is benefiting everything around me and myself. So I go through life without trying to take, but I always put back and give to life all the time, daily, in all kinds of ways at different levels. And as a result, then you start to build up this credit with life, because you're not taken from life, you're given to life. You're saving up something, and that something will accumulate and come your way. And that's the beauty of the Lord's system that is superior to the Luciferian counterfeit system. And if we abide in that system, live that way, which is a virtuous life, the way the Lord taught, then we can eventually get to that point, and then opportunities will always present themselves, and blessings will abound that individual.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you. That all makes sense. And isn't it ironic that when we think that we've paid, at least in our estimation, we paid our karma, we're reminded that there's still a little bit more around the next corner.
That's right. You never lose sight of the game we're in, and that every circumstance, every situation is going to cause us to generate a positive karma or negative karma.
Mm-hmm.
Every thought, every word, and every action that we commit to.
Mm-hmm. Now, in respect to what you just said, there's this aspect of what's happening to us, either consciously or unconsciously, and you and I have talked about that on past shows, and it bears talking about right now. It bears a discussion just on the basis of what's going on around the world. The chaos is ramping up. Mm-hmm. And from the last time you've been on the show, I mean, even from last night, from yesterday to today, it's very, very, it's very alarming what's going on. And yet I'm finding myself, and I know others, that aren't really feeling the fear that all of this is designed to promote.
That's good to hear.
Now, some people feel angry, and I would say that, you know, there's nothing wrong with anger. God gave us that emotion as well.
Sure, and I'm one of those guys.
Mm-hmm. We don't have to be tolerant of people tromping all over us.
No way.
You know, especially when they're hypocritically violating their own 23 million laws in the process.
Right, Dan.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And so we have a duty to confront these issues and to talk about them.
Yes, sir, Don. And that's the ultimate responsibility for us as men. As I caught on to everything with the truth and just regarding our country and the history, and once you realize that these banksters are running everything and ripping us off blind and running our country right into the ground so it can be taken over into a global system. And you think about all the men that fought for the freedoms, the little bit of freedoms that we still enjoy, which aren't many. We're definitely not living in the constitutional republic that our ancestors enjoyed over 100 years ago. But even the little freedoms that we still enjoy, I respect everybody that fought in some previous war, all the way back to the Revolutionary War, the Civil War, and every other war, right into World War I, II, Korean, Vietnam, right up to now. And I really respect these individuals for that commitment. And so I know it's my duty to, anytime I hear somebody lying through their teeth, to straighten them out and get the truth out there so that everyone else knows that that person is lying, that we're being deceived. And if more people were to do that, then we could take everything right back in, as far as our government goes, local, state, and federal, back into our hands, into our control again. So I admire you, Don, for what you do, because you're way ahead of us all when it comes to exposing so many lies.
Well, you know, while you're talking, what's coming through is and it's true, at least in their minds, all of the military personnel that went to other countries or stood their ground here in this country at some moment in time, were told and believed that they were fighting for freedom, mm-hmm. But they were never told the whole truth about why the war was started in the first place.
Right.
And it was just about making money.
Totally.
It all comes down. I had a conversation with my uncle this evening. Now, this is a very talented musician there and someone that supported his family and wanted to go into the ministry and basically told, well, you have to do this through the seminary. He was telling me about this evening. And he got there. They finally found a priest that was willing to promote him to that place he should have been in 50 or 60 years ago, if not longer. And it's amazing how these structures, whether it's government or religion, you know, the organizational structures I'm speaking about, and their hierarchy, how everybody has authority and that someone can completely change a person's life because they're not willing to recognize the spirit in that individual.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at something like creating wars, murdering people just to fill your coffers with shiny coins, and to rob and plunder and steal not just the possessions but the sovereignty and crush the spirituality and destroy what took ages to build. For your own personal gain, there has to be some real heavy karma coming down the pike, wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely, Don. That's the blackest, darkest karma that any unfortunate soul could ever acquire. And payback, forget it. They'll never be able to do it. They're doomed.
Well, maybe they can get their own Federal Reserve, their karmic Federal Reserve.
If they suddenly became true men and behaved in a enlightened manner, and all that money they stole from the whole world and gave it all back and dismantled their counterfeit system so we could easily get back into God's natural system and get our government back on a constitutional republic track, that could that could help them a lot with the debts that they have to pay. But still, even at that point, the crosses they're going to be bearing, they'll never carry.
You know, Michael, about 3 or 4 years ago, one day I sat down and I calculated that all the world's wealth, at least what we knew publicly the world had in terms of wealth, let's say liquidity or wealth that could be distributed equally amongst every person on the planet. Do you know how much money you would have in your bank account if that figure were to be today? Do you know how much money each one of us would have in our bank account?
Don, I just tell people, and it's starting to, it seems to, because things are getting desperate, people are listening.
I was asking you a question first. I want to hear the figure.
Oh, I can only imagine what the figure is, Don.
$12 million.
Is that what it comes out to?
$12 million.
Don, is that in Federal Reserve notes?
Well, that's in what gold used to be worth.
Oh, wow.
Okay, $12 million. Does it matter what the currency is if what the world understands $12 million
yes,
to be worth?
Yes, that's right. That's still, unless it's in Zimbabwe notes, then...
or lira.
Then I think you get a loaf of bread.
Yeah. Well, you see, in Italy, you could be a millionaire and go anywhere else and be poor, you know, with the same money. But, you know, that's how insane it is. That's the point I'm making, is that you can literally cross a border and have your money be worthless, you know. And somehow we don't see the insanity in this game that's being played.
It's because as mortals, it's right in front of our face. Everything's in front of our face, and because of that, we can't see it. That's why the Lord said, you got to remove the log from your eye, that speck from your eye. And that's the irony of that. It's right in our face. Everything's right in our face the whole time. When it comes to health, it's right in our face, Mother Nature. There's no one else.
Mm-hmm.
And when it comes to economy, it's right in our face, gold and silver. There's no other money, never will be.
Well, there's the evaporating kind that they've created back in 1913.
Monopoly money.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's an understatement. That is an understatement, that word monopoly.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Very good, Don.
Well,
right.
When you consider what the Earth would be like if we started from square one, let's talk about this just for a second. And everyone is given a fair shake, and we all have $12 million to do with what we choose. We know that there will be those that are already figuring out how they can double and triple and quadruple and multiply their money to infinity if they go into the drug business, right? We got those people.
Sure.
Yeah, you see, you're always, or if they go to the casino and they gamble it.
Mm-hmm.
But
sure.
But everyone would be in a position for the rest of their existence on this planet to eat, to sleep, to have a place to live, to have a home.
Don, I think as Americans that what we should really understand is that we can have those opportunities of financial security simply if we were living in the United States of America as a constitutional republic the way it was up to 100 years ago, before there was property tax and income tax. For example, it's getting to be an issue around here because property tax is very expensive, and especially with these new homes. I heard a friend of mine, a client, the other day was telling me in his neighborhood that they're building now $35,000 a year, Don, property tax.
Huh. That's insane.
Exactly. And so now, as I was telling him, I said, you know, when we're paying $4,000 or $5,000 a year, a lot of people today, Mike, that ain't bad. And I say, no, it's not. Just multiply it times 10 years. Okay, $50,000. Okay, now multiply it times 20 years. There you go, $100,000. $100,000 in 20 years, only at $5,000 a year, that they just stole from you, that you could have for your retirement, you could have to pass on to your kids, but no, it's not there. Now, the same thing with the income tax. $4,000 or $5,000 a year on average for everybody, times 20 years, they stole $100,000 from you, from your income as well. That's $200,000 that you had coming to you that you earned, legitimately earned, busting your butt. Not like these government lard asses that, I'm sorry, I don't know if I can say that.
Well, it, you meant the donkeys, right, with the floppy ears?
and so you earned it all. That's right. You earned it. You went out there every day, sick, under those weather conditions, to earn that bread and butter. And yet they come in and steal it from you over 20 years, $200,000 on the average that should be in everybody's pockets here in this country, Don.
Oh, yeah. And you know what comes to mind now, and maybe we're gonna shift in another area. Not that this topic doesn't warrant a serious discussion, but we spend, they drill into us. You need 8 hours of sleep every night. You need 8 hours of sleep every night. You hear this from the time you first go to school, and you graduate from college, and they're still drilling it into you. And in essence, you're paying all those taxes you're describing, and you're sleeping one third of your life. So on what is the tax accruing? Is it a penalty because you moved into the system? You took the responsibility of maintaining a home and taking care of nature around your home, your lawn, or, you know, trees, shrubs, flowers, providing a place for the birds that fly through the neighborhood to eat. And where is that money going? What is it being spent on? We're witnessing a crumbling infrastructure. Mm-hmm. It's like 9/11 all over the planet.
Right. Well, you have, Don, as far as the with the taxes and where it's going, it's simply a devilish communist plot to destroy the middle class property owners of the United States for the takeover. They're obviously pulling that one off quite well because no one can really hold on to property anymore because of this illegal tax, by the way, because it doesn't exist. There's no such thing as a property law tax. Your tax department, your local tax department where you pay your property tax, if you request from them a copy of the law that says you have to pay, they can't fork it out because it doesn't exist. They don't have it. And everybody should do that just to prove to yourselves it doesn't exist. So then after you realize that, then the next question is, so why are we paying? And so it's just a communist, devilish plot to destroy the middle class, which is the ultimate building block of the United States. That's where the family is rock solid. Middle class America, rock solid family, used to be. And that's what they're very independent and productive. They don't want that. The communists hate that. And that's what we're up against there.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, too, when they appraise your property for the taxes, mm-hmm. and you're paying a percentage, it's and based upon the appraisal that they give it. I mean, you can buy a brand new $100,000 or $200,000 house, and they appraise it at one third the value. So what are they going to say? Well, you got a $200,000 house. It's the tax basis, the tax valuation is $66,000. What is that game? Where did that other $144,000 go?
Mm-hmm.
You see?
And sure. And in addition to that, with the appraisals, what's ridiculously pathetic and outrageous to me is every time you make an improvement on your property, well, they got to charge you more for your property mm-hmm. tax. I'd be hanging these guys a long time ago if I could.
Watch your karma now.
Oh, this is good karma.
Okay.
Getting rid of crooks and highway robbers is a good deed for a good night.
Okay. Well, so now everything we're talking about really builds up a lot of stress in people, doesn't it? I mean, it's much of it is unconscious, and then what does present itself in our conscious state is usually in the form of anger or fatigue or some dysfunctionality other than what's natural, right?
Absolutely, that's right, Don.
And eating, we've talked a number of times about eating.
Mm-hmm. Wholesome. See, when it comes to handling these difficult situations that we're confronting today, trying to raise a family and your job security and the lack of money income and the outflow is hard to keep up with, and the only way you're going to manage yourself through it as easily as possible is by maintaining optimum health. There's no other way. And if you allow your health to be eroded from all of this stress, then you're going to succumb to it. You're never going to be able to enjoy the fruits of all your efforts because the stress will take its toll. Your body will succumb unless you maintain its health optimally. And when you do, everyone, as I show them how to do it, they all say the same thing. Stress will roll off you like water off a duck's back. It won't take its toll. You'll be resilient. You'll be elastic. You'll feel it, but it won't penetrate.
Well, you just got to be careful where you walk because you'll slip in it. And if it's rolling off a duck's back, it's slippery.
It's never sticking. That's the beauty of it.
Just watch that puddle over there.
And that's the only way. That's the warrior's way of allowing and or enabling the enemy to consume us. Because as soon as we're born, this world is designed to consume us.
Mm-hmm.
And so by staying optimally healthy, all of a sudden, their tricks don't work anymore. They can't impact us physically, mentally, or spiritually. And we can roll right over them. I'm a little dynamo. And like you said, with the sleep, Don, sure. It'd be nice to sleep 8 hours if you could. Maybe on vacation sometime. I forgot what that's like, but
yeah.
I'm a dynamo. And, I just keep going and going and going and going.
Well, when you think about sleeping one-third of your life, I mean, that's really a scary thought, to really consciously consider that you would come to live a life and to spend a third of it sleeping. Now, there's those out there that, oh, I love sleep. Okay, nobody's faulting you for that. But I get a lot of work done in the time that I'm not sleeping, and I find that when I do sleep, I sleep very restfully.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm revived. There's some days that I need a little more sleep than others,
sure.
but if I told a listening audience how little I sleep, no one would believe it.
That's right. And that's what a rainy day is for, catching up on some rest. But aside from that, absolutely, Don, the healthier you are, the less sleep you actually need. That's just how it is.
Well, then it must be from Michael Anthony's private stock that I'm feeling that way lately. You know,
I hope it is, Don. The dragon juice for sure, no question. And you don't want to drink that if you're trying to go to sleep.
No.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. It's. I've had the opportunity to talk to some people that have taken an interest in what's going on. And in terms of the results that people are having, you know, those that have gotten your products, I'm getting real positive reports from people.
Wonderful. I love that. I really do like to hear that. And I fortunately hear that all the time. And it's the most rewarding, gratifying feeling you can ever get, knowing that you're helping people with the most important thing in their lives, and that's their health. And you're able to help them in a dramatic way. And there's no greater blessing that I can think of. And I'm very happy and lucky to be able to be in this situation, Don.
Mm-hmm.
But it's just great. I'm a dynamo, Don. In the wintertime, when we have a blizzard and it's 10 degrees out or colder and the wind is whipping, so it's even way colder, and I'm out there shoveling without a shirt on, and I'm warm as toast, never get sick.
Now, and why are you out there without a shirt on? Is that because it's in the washing machine or something? Or
because, Don, when I start to shovel, I have a snow blower, but I prefer the workout, and I've got a lot of shoveling to do. It takes me a few hours to shovel out at least. If we get a foot of snow, I'm out there shoveling for an easy 2-3 hours. If it's 2 feet, it's 3 to 4.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm shoveling the whole time, and I'm tossing the snow. I don't have a lot of the snow I have to really toss.
Mm-hmm.
And I get so warm so fast, the shirt, I just can't have it. I'm overheating, literally overheating. And so people go by, and over the years, it's hilarious. They all thought I was crazy, you know? But, of course, over the years, they find out I'm not crazy. I'm just super healthy because I'm doing it every year, and I'm never sick and never sick. And I'm also, like I was telling you about the brickwork I do. I like masonry, and I'm doing the whole front porch over myself. And I've already manually mixed up over a ton of mortar just on the brick mortar itself, not the concrete work I've already done.
Yeah, you were telling me about that. Yeah.
You know, and I still keep going and going and going.
Yeah, but see, that type of work, you know, creeps up on you if you're not healthy. Number one, you know, you can do some heavy lifting one day. You know, even the butchers do like all their heavy work one day, and they do their trim work the next day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not necessarily promoting, you know, meat per se, but I'm just saying.
Right, the point is understood.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. That would be like a guy that bowls every day. You know, he bowls one game and he keeps score the next.
Yeah, and just when you go to a gym for serious workouts for those hard guys that go there for working out, or the gals, and they're going for bulk and stuff, they got to pump a lot. They have to do it every other day for the rest, exactly.
Yeah.
But when you're really healthy, and the heavy pumping I don't think is good. You get too tight. I don't think that's good. But in general, if you're just really super healthy, we're like little kids. The body's still elastic. And those kinds of injuries and stuff, or the fatigue of the muscles, it's very minor because they get back in shape, and then they can handle the extra workouts because they're in shape. And that's the key to it all. Optimum health, staying like a kid. And I've got that knack down quite well. And of course, my Rapid Heal, the dragon juice, and the herbal tea, along with that sound diet I have, really make all the difference. Because a little extra Rapid Heal, when I know I'm pushing myself hard physically, that Rapid Heal just comes through. It keeps the body so resilient to injuries of any type. So you don't really hurt yourself if you're really pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
So they're really excellent aces to have up your sleeve for keeping your health up in tip-top shape.
Mm-hmm. I got to hear two of my aunts this evening discussing a friend, a lady who's having some kind of a dermatitis-related problem on her face, around her forehead, and around her eyes. And she went to a doctor, and she has a prescription for some kind of I don't know what it is.
Is it topical or internal?
It's a topical foam
that you
put on there.
Yeah.
And this stuff costs $300 a bottle.
And how long does that last?
Well, I said, I'm going to give you the information for Michael Anthony's private stock tomorrow. It wasn't appropriate, you know, but they this was a side conversation that was going on.
Understood.
And I said, I've got to put this lady in touch with this man. So
yes, absolutely.
That's got to be an absolute nightmare.
It sounds like it, and I'm sure that once she gets my products like System Toner, Dragon Juice, and Herbal Tea, I think that's all she needs, Don.
Yeah. Well, you'd have to talk to her, you know, specifically about what the issue is.
If it's dermatitis, I think that's all she needs.
Yeah. But it's just amazing that people can come up with these prices like that, and they figure, well, if they want to fix the problem, there's a price for it. You know.
Yeah, you know, Don, and that's
more bad karma.
Yes, exactly, Don. Exactly. And that's a great point, because I'm a musician, Don, and I'm trying to finish up this album, and so I can get it into your hands so you can master it for me, and I'm so excited to get that far, because, you know, for you to master my album is going to make me feel very, very happy. So that's where I want to make my money, doing that kind of stuff. The health business, per se, is not a business to me. I'm not in it for the money, never had been. And so I know it's got to be cheap for everybody, as cheap as I can make it.
Affordable, yeah.
It has to be, because it's supposed to be cheap. All my clients, especially the local ones, just the new ones of recent time frame, and they're all happy. They're doing so good, so fast, and it's like, you know, Mike, you're great, because I had this gal locally. She came from somebody else, and they told her it was like going to be a couple $100 for the visit, the consultation. And when they get there, they're trying to lock them in for a $2,000 package that they want her to start to get on. And she's financially, she can't afford that, can't even come close. So she's crying when she called me, and I said, that's okay, just come to me. You'll be glad you did. And within days of using my stuff, the girl's doing great, and she's so happy. And I'm nothing. I was, you know, $100.
$100,
and
difference.
She's happy as all could be.
And that lasts over a period of time, too. That's not...
Absolutely.
That $200 consultation fee is gone whenever that consultation is over.
Yeah, and Don, a lot of times I'm not even charging for my consultation. That was just for the products.
Yeah, I understand.
Right. And it's supposed to be cheap. The good Lord intends it to be cheap. That's why the good Lord set me up to be in this position for this purpose exclusively, that anybody that finds me will be able to get healthy, and it's not going to cost them a lot of money.
Well,
because I'm doing this for the Lord.
Yeah, I prefer that word affordable personally, because just think about this. That's all I'm saying, is that, you know, we say, well, you know, this is cheap. It was cheap and it broke, and I can throw it away. It's not a big deal. And what you're talking about is you've got something. You're offering something that works better than things that cost 10 times that, or
yes, Don,
or 10,000, or 57,000 times.
Yes, sir, Don. Absolutely. And thank you, Don, for clarifying that. In a perfect example of that point you just made, what this farmer in New York State area back in Christmas, he was laid up in bed with a hernia, in a lot of pain, waiting for the hernia operation. Now, he heard about me through his sister, so I come into the picture. I could have, if I was after the money, I could have said, yes, sir, I can get you walking in 3-4 days, and I can have you working on your farm in 7 without an operation. Now, if I can do that for you, are you willing to pay $500, $1,000? And if I don't do it, if I don't deliver on what I just said, you don't owe me a penny. But if I do have you walking in 3-4 days, and you're working in 7, my fee's $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, or $500. And if you could really do it, a lot of people would pay that. $500 for sure, I think. But no, it's $25.
Yeah. Yeah,
but I told him, get two bottles for $50 total, because you'll want to have two when you see what it does. And so that's just great. You know, I love that.
Yeah, exactly. So they, you know, there are certain things, there are certain products that are made better than others, and they cost more because it costs more money to manufacture those.
Mm-hmm.
And they also last longer.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not always the price that makes something better than another thing. But when you can get a good thing and it's very affordable, it makes sense to do it. Now,
yes.
I wanted to talk a little about Morgellons. Mm-hmm. I had Ken Adachi on this Monday. And, you know, we're all over the board like you and I are tonight. We talk about a lot of different things. And he's very passionate about studying what's going on with chemtrails because, mm-hmm. you know, we're being victimized when someone sprays the air you breathe with all the toxins that they're putting
yes.
in there. And you know what they're telling the farmers in my part of the country?
Get used to it.
they're telling them, they said, you know, what is this stuff I'm finding on my plants?
Yeah.
Okay? I had one tell me this just 2 days ago.
It's your imagination.
And they said, and he says, I'm hearing these planes in the middle of the night flying over my fields. What's going on? Well, we had to spray because there's an infestation of insects or, you know, they'll just give them some line. And then he asked me, he said, are they telling me the truth? And I said, what do you think? Who's responsible for taking care of your crops, you or them? And he said, well, I didn't ask them to take care of my crops. And I said, then they're not taking care of them. They're doing something else to them. And, you know, he got really mad about it. Not mad, not angry with me, but he was angry about what he was finding out. And then he went on to tell me about people that he knows that are getting Morgellons, or they're showing symptoms of Morgellons. And this is important because you and I have talked about this before, and there are still those people, you know, we have new listeners all the time that have never heard the word before, let alone considered that they're spraying in the sky. And, all, you know, look up, people, just look up at the sky someday. And if you see straight lines and plumes of what look like smoke, they're not contrails, they're chemtrails. They're a dangerous, deadly cocktail of toxic substances that have intentionally been put in the sky to poison us, to cause us to become ill.
That and some other purposes, yes.
Well, I don't think it has anything to do with global warming, and it certainly doesn't help radio transmission.
No, I believe, Don, I still believe that that the purpose is to use, it's a serving as a filter, a screen that's blocking out new radiations that are trying to strike the Earth. That's why it's global. That's why it's out in the middle of nowhere, like up in northern Alaska where there's hardly anybody. Why do they gotta bombard them way up there? There's hardly anybody up there because they don't want these radiations striking anywhere that on the Earth because of their unique radiations that they are and the effects that they will have that
yes.
will be all beneficial on the planet.
Yes.
I believe that's what they're really all about, but time will tell.
Well, I don't think putting anthrax or desiccated blood assists those rays, and it doesn't impede the rays. I think that is the aspect of it that's targeted to us. I'm not disagreeing with what you say because, yes, they're obscuring the skies for a number of reasons, and the higher energies that are coming down to the planet. Yeah, they're trying to mess with that. I'm in agreement on that.
Yes, Don, and I do have a nice picture I took of the chemtrail spraying over this area just recently, so I'm going to finally email you some, and so you can get that into your documents, but chemtrails is definitely a health issue. And when it comes to Morgellenstein, I can tell you that I've had two cases so far where they were infected for over a year minimum, a female and a male, in two different states. And within a week with my infection killer, in both instances, the people were doing great. And so any kind of infection, whether it's coming from chemtrails or if it's going to be the bird flu, quote unquote, no matter what they're going to throw at us, it won't be able to get by the infection killer. The infection killer, and I know this is hard to believe, but the stuff has proven itself time and time again, regardless if it's people or animals, even parvo, which is so lethal. And yet, the infection killer stops it dead in its tracks. I'm able to save puppies and kittens where half the litter's dead. I get the call, come into the picture. I use my dragon juice as the carrying agent because of its rejuvenating effects that the dragon juice has all by itself, the powerful energetic effects it has. And then the infection killer can wipe it out fast. The body sustained by the dragon juice, and even though they could have been dead within 24 hours, 95% of the time, every single pup and kitten ends up making it.
Mm-hmm.
So the infection killer, for any kind of infection, it's the way to go. And everyone that discovers it, like the rabbit heel, they realize they always need a reserve of it available because infections and injuries are very common. And you want those two ready to go when you need them. You're always glad you have them when you need them.
Yeah. Now, the symptoms of Morgellons, and I understand from the research that I've done and the people I've been able to talk to, either that have had it or know someone who has had it or is someone who is treating it or studying it, and, of course, we're not talking about the Center for Disease Control. They're denying that there's any validity into the claims being made by more and more people in the scientific community. One that comes to mind is Dr. Bill Deagle, who is somewhat of an expert on identifying these neurotoxins, we'll call them. People are experiencing breathing problems.
Yes.
There is somewhat, depending on the dose that a person gets of this stuff, you could get sick overnight. And some people, it takes weeks.
What you have with the upper respiratory, which is definitely like a plague now, it's everywhere, and it's believed to be associated to the barium in the chemtrails, the barium salts.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, Don, there seems to be a direct correlation with that as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, they detected, and I go back to the, I think this was in 2005 or 2006, a whole family in Iowa got sprayed overnight, their house, their cars, everything. Basically, when they woke up in the morning, they were all very sick. So you can imagine that if they were running either the air conditioning or their furnace, and the fan is sucking in the air, which,
right,
you know, you have to move air through a house to heat.
Sure. And the filters, their filters in the air conditioning or the furnace are not submicrons.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Exactly. But they all got sick overnight. And they went outside, and literally the webbing of this stuff was hanging from the tree branches like somebody decorated it for Christmas.
That is so disgusting.
The car was covered with it. I mean, literally.
I've seen photos similar to that, and that's when you really, when you see them fly overhead, you want to, you know, curse them. Hope the Lord knocks them down with a thunderbolt. It's a very sinister activity, and curse them all.
Mm-hmm.
Curse all the evil. Curse it. It's no good.
Well, now, some people are going to the hospital, and, of course, they're telling him, well, if they get a doctor that halfway knows what he's doing, he diagnoses the illness as Lyme disease, which is usually carried by a tick. I mean, you've got people in Manhattan, midtown Manhattan, coming down with Lyme disease.
That's right.
Like the ticks are just waiting around the next concrete structure.
The first time I came across a case like that, and I'm like, how did you get bit by a tick in the city? You know?
Mm-hmm. Well, I was on the subway.
Then you say, okay, that explains it.
Well, I went to Central Park.
then you possibly, but anywhere else, it's impossible.
Even there in Central Park, I think, you know, just because of the surrounding area, it's very remote chance. Unless someone brings a dog from you know, out in the country and the thing is infested, you know.
Right.
These are rare instances, but when you have large groups of people coming down with this, it's something to be concerned about. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're talking about upper respiratory problems, but for those listeners that have not seen the photos of Morgellons or read about it and heard some of the symptoms, basically, it resembles, a staphylococcus infection. The person gets, boils or pustules that open up, and there's a secretion of whatever is in that pustule. And in addition to that, we have these manifestations of fibers that they can just pull right out the opening of the pustule.
Yes, that's right.
And these things expand within one's circulatory system.
Mm-hmm.
And they become very fibrous and very binding. Now, you have brought forth some really interesting information, and I'd like to for you to expound on that briefly, if you would, as to what is causing those fibers to grow.
Okay, great, Don. Based on my experience, in particular with the woman from Michigan area, and she was a former nurse, very technical background. She had a microscope at her home. So I had her diagnose herself and document everything with microscopic photographs. And she did all that quite thoroughly. And so I learned through her observations that it's clearly, at least what she had, she got all the symptoms you described, Don, and it seemed to be from a type of bot fly, which is a nearly microscopic fly that we ingest if we're like in Africa or South America where it originates from. And in those areas, those two countries, the people there that get exposed to it, they ingest it. It's so small, it nests in like your sinuses. And then, because it's so small with the larvae, it actually can get between the layers of the skin. And the larvae, when it's in between the skin, it has a cocoon. That's the fiber. And the boil pustule is the larvae itself in between the skin. And so in her case, and also the gentleman from Missouri,
mm-hmm.
It was the same with him as well. When I worked with him, and you can feel him move around in you. And you get the deposits coming out of your eyes because a lot of times they're nesting in the sinuses. So the fibers will come out of the corners of your eyes, and that's what it's the larvae. And she even diagnosed, Don, that on the larvae there was a parasite, and it was very demonic looking from her description. She was very petrified when she looked at this parasite on the larvae through the microscope because it was like serpentine.
I mean, are we talking predator or alien ugly?
Yes, it's got to be both. And it was really, I mean, I could only picture what she was describing because I didn't see the photograph. And demonic was the term she was even using in appearance. And so where did that parasite come from? I mean, there's where the clear biogenetic activity seems to be happening. They must have took this bot fly and then did some bio work on it to get this parasite to be maybe a host,
mm-hmm.
or it's a host for the parasite, or it's a symbiotic relationship. But when it gets ingested in the organism, then you got a double whammy. You got the botfly effects, and then you got the effects of this host, this other parasite,
mm-hmm.
with the larvae. And so it's really scary when you realize all that, but the infection killer cleaned it right up
now,
in both cases.
Now, I've read recently about some of the other symptoms that are coming up, and of course people get a fever, they get a dizziness. You mentioned the itching, and there it's a constant itching, and it can move to the pain threshold of a person too. It can become so acute that it's no longer itching, it's just constant pain. In some people, it's a burning sensation.
Mm-hmm.
And some people
mm-hmm.
just feel like they want to get out of their skin. Totally.
Well, don't forget now, when it's that severe, basically what's happening is the infection is really thriving. And just from the toxins of the infection, the fly, the larvae, with their excrement.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, when the list goes on and on. You think they were selling a drug on TV, with all the side effects that are there. Well, those are really symptoms,
yes.
But you know,
yes,
you know what
right.
I mean.
Yeah, they'd be the side effects from their meds.
Yeah,
that's right.
And you know, it doesn't cease to amaze me. I think, you know, I do a 5 or 10 minute around the horn type of surfing just to see what they're reporting, what they're talking about. And it seems like every channel I hit, there was a drug commercial. And I counted about 10 new drugs that have hit the market just in the last couple of days.
Wow.
And the commercial is more about the side effects. I mean, you're taking something, I don't know, let's say it's to go to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Do not operate machinery while taking this product. Well, you know, I'm about to go to sleep. I don't recall when I operate any kind of machinery when I'm going to sleep, whether I take a pill or not. You know, the logic there to listen to how they present these things.
Yes.
And then she says, now, if you're pregnant or nursing, don't take this.
Mm-hmm.
Ask your doctor if it's safe for you to take this if you have a heart condition, kidney disease, liver trouble. They start going, and in other words, if you've been affected by other drugs that we've sold you in the past.
Or I'll tell you what, the ones that crack me up when you see a commercial for these drugs, and at the end of the commercial, you hear the voice rapidly state, you know, could cause blindness, deafness, heart attack, you know, but they say it so quick, you know, so it's all the fine print. May cause this, you know, you could experience death, you know.
Yeah. Well,
they gloss over it. You know, it's all this critical information that you got to know before you take that crap, and yet they gloss right over it and say it so fast you don't even catch what he's saying.
There's an attorney that's got a commercial, and it starts off, if you or a loved one has died because you've taken this medication, you may have legal remedies. Now, how many dead people do you think are really paying attention to that commercial?
I'm surprised that one got out the door.
It did. I mean, he says it just like that. If you or any of your loved ones has died. Well, it sounds like the whole, you know, everybody's gone there.
Yeah, right. Sure. I mean, anybody listening to this, gosh. But it's really
it's
pathetic.
True.
And
it's what they're
a
doing.
While back, a while back when you were bringing this up again on these drug commercials, Don, you had a great point as well with, you know, they hire an actress or an actor, and they're telling you how great it is, but they never used it or nothing. They're just saying it, and yet there's no liability for them at all as they tell you how wonderful and great it's going to be to use their drug. And how great she's doing or he's doing on it. And there's no liability at all.
And they're violating their laws, too.
Yes, exactly.
They're violating their laws. And they do this with the insurance commercials, too.
It's really amazing.
You know, you have to be licensed to sell in most states. You got to be licensed to sell insurance, and one could argue whether or not they're really selling. But why put the commercial on TV if they don't intend to sell insurance? But they're selling it with a game board. They've got figures that are rolling around, you know, like on The Price is Right. And they pop up, boom, look how much we saved this guy. Now, and then the customer says, I can go out and buy a pair of shoes. And then the other girl goes, or a tricked out name tag. I mean, mm-hmm. Come on, wake up, people.
Right.
They really think we're stupid, or they figure they've got us totally in their spell.
It's a combination of both of those. And they're right. I mean, Don, you're enlightened, and your audience, for the most part, is very enlightened, and I'm fairly enlightened. But when we're out there mingling, you can see that they're all asleep still, and so they are right. The Americans are dumb, and it hurts me to say it.
Mm-hmm.
But they're waking up now. They have to. They're being forced to wake up, and that's good. That's the good news out of all the mess that's going on out there today. But they're waking up late and slowly. And so, yeah, they still have us in a heck of a spell.
Yeah. I got to talk to my cousin about some things tonight. And she's a school teacher. We were talking about the problem that the newest kids in the workforce are having counting change. Or, you know, returning your change when you mm-hmm. buy something. And they literally... they can read what the register says, but they can't. They don't have the capacity to add or subtract money. They have no appreciation for it, and they can't do the mathematical skill. And then we were talking about more gallons and chemtrails and all of this stuff that we regularly talk about on the show. And I looked at her eyes and I said, you know, you're the first person. And I don't know how long whose eyes didn't glaze over when we talked about these things.
Right.
It was actually a treat.
It's encouraging.
To see her taking it in, you know, she was.
Yes, it's encouraging. And especially when it's family, it makes you feel good knowing there's people waking up in the family. And I'll tell you what's encouraging is I'm seeing it with a lot of the kids that are in their late teens, early 20s. Around that particular generation, I see promise.
Mm-hmm.
I am seeing promise. These kids are catching on with the illegality of the Federal Reserve bankster system, that counterfeit money, and everything else, all the other lies, the 9/11 and inside job. They understand it all, and I'm like, that's the Lord's activity there, because he's saving a generation so that this country can have a future still.
Yeah.
And so the Lord's activity will break this spell, Don. It's going to happen, and it's coming. And I think these radiations are going to do it, and that's why these chemtrails are up there inhibiting that effect.
Mm-hmm. Now, we've talked about these issues and the effects that they have on our subtle bodies, and I'm speaking our discernment and our light bodies,
mm-hmm.
and that's an important aspect. You've got more and more people waking up to that. You know, there are people that they'll tune into a TV show or a radio show to speak with a psychic or someone who's a healer. They want to feel trusted or trusting that they're getting some truth and that they can find some answers that they're not getting in the places where we've been told for our whole lives that those answers are there. You know, you get sick and you go to a doctor and you expect the doctor to know what he or she is doing. And there are so many people that are misdiagnosed or given wrong prescriptions, and there's nobody accountable for this stuff.
Yes, sir.
And we don't even have to be there is what the point I'm getting at, is that when we take control of these things ourselves, if we see if the system is not working, we can recreate our own reality.
Well, Don, it's not recreating it, but you're right on the money as always. But rather than say we're recreating it, all we need to do is plug back into God's system and disconnect from their counterfeit system. For the ability to acquire that perfect health that we all desire, it's just a matter of allowing the natural order of the body to restore itself. And it's a very simple process. But because we're so conditioned with the diet that people now, Mike, I gotta have my milk, my cookies, my cakes, my candy bars, or my beer, or this or that. And
those are all crutches.
Like, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it's like, okay, just have it, you know, rarely, seldom, just don't make it daily, and watch still the improvements that will come about. And then eventually, as you get healthier and feeling so much better, and then you go back to that stuff, you realize it's the cause of your problems, and you're going to drop it cold most of the time. You won't miss it anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And but the natural order of the body is already there. It's in us. And it wants to maintain optimum health at the physical level. And we have to have that if spiritually we want to have optimum spiritual awareness and connectivity to our source.
Mm-hmm.
In order to have that at its maximum, the body must be at its maximum. That's why we have a body. And that's why the body's naturally healthy, so that the spiritual nature, which is us, our real essence, can thrive mm-hmm. in that body.
Yeah.
In maximum potential.
Well, Michael, I hate to cut us off or cut you off, but we're out of time. I want to quickly recommend that folks contact you if they're interested in checking out your products. You know, this is not a hard sell that's taking place. We're just talking about these things. I'm offering, and you're offering solutions to problems that are not being solved. And
yes, sir.
While we still have choices, let's make them. Let's use them. Exercise your freedom of speech and exercise your right to choose what you would have for yourself, what your reality will be. And like Michael said, plugging in, maybe you need some help getting the plug into your hand. You know, Michael will help you do that, and he'll talk to you. And I know... I've said this on other shows that with what is going on, everyone who is looking for a solution, Michael Anthony's got some solutions. He doesn't have them all, but he doesn't profess to have them all. But the ones that he does have really work. And the testimonials are evidence of that. Plenty of them. So you don't have a website to give out, so... on my sponsors page, Michael Anthony's private stock is featured. You go to directlightproductions.com and just click on sponsors, and he's right at the top there. I have other sponsors too. No one has a product like what Michael is offering or the service that he's offering, because again, he'll talk to you about these problems. I'm talking to people, Michael, that have had these problems half or most of their life, that are telling me, I've never felt so good.
It's done. I just love that. I just had a guy call me from Arizona 2 days after getting the rapid heal, and he said, you're right, Mike, it works that fast. He says, I can't get over it. And I love to hear it, Don. And I thank you for having me on the show. It's just a great pleasure to talk with you, as always. And I thank you for promoting my products and having me on your webpage and allowing me to be a sponsor. It's just a great opportunity and a privilege for me to do that. And for everyone listening, I promise you that you will be impressed with my products. They are very unique, and special.
And I would add also that when we launch the infiltrators.com website, Michael will probably be making some historical and health-related contributions to the news format that we're going to have. We're going to be talking about all of these subjects so folks can go there and read about it, which they can do on the website. But I know you're going to be cranking out some pieces to clarify some of the myths that are out there.
And I'll be looking forward to that. Thank you.
So I'm looking forward to it, too. So we're going to say goodnight to everybody here. Folks, you have been listening to Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. And our guest this evening, Mr. Michael Anthony, will be back in the future, the very near future. Not a month goes by that he won't be on the show. So
thank you.
Stay tuned. And special thanks to Don Newsom and for making Evident Footprints possible, and Seth Hendrick for doing the sound. I want to give a shout-out to a few people here, Lisa, Sarah, Tim, and Chris. Chris has the most out-of-sight food you can imagine, and he has a place called Basil's that is just, this guy puts so much love into everything that he makes, and I promised him I'd give him a shout-out tonight. He got me here to the show tonight. Had a very difficult day, and so I want to thank everybody that's supporting the show. There's too many people to mention, but you know who you are, and I appreciate your comments and your email and your support of our sponsors as well as bbsradio.com. And I want to wish the listening audience a night filled with peace, love, and light, and everybody have a good night.